This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Get another sip of life, shall we? Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, all here. We're at attention. We're on your side. We're helping those of you who are trying to get started, get going, get moving. Say hi to the folks down in Brownsville, Tennessee, shall we? WNWS down there. Charlottesville, Virginia, WCHV, how do you do? Cadillac, Michigan, WATT. Folks listening in Fortis, Arizona, Arkansas, KBJT, KNTR in Lake Havasu. Man, been on that station for a long time. Hi, how's everybody doing today? Jennifer, how are you doing today?
Great, thank you.
That's good to hear. What do we have?
Can I tell you what's happening?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta ask. I mean, you asked me how I was. I bet you're just being kind. Whatever.
I am being kind. I'm a kind person. You know that.
All right. Here we go. Well, I think the biggest story of the day involves your kids and their smartphones. There is a new survey that's out, and it was just featured on 60 Minutes over the weekend. Smartphones, tablets, and video games are physically changing the brains of adolescents. We've suspected this for a long time, but early results from a $300 million study funded by the National Institute of Health have shown that that is indeed the case. Scientists are now following 11,000 9 to 10-year-olds, and they're going to do it for a decade, to see how childhood experiences impact the brain and affect emotional development and mental health. The first bits of data suggest that the onslaught of technology and screens has been transformative for young people, maybe not for the better. In brain scans of 4,500 children, daily on-screen usage of more than 7 hours showed premature thinning of the brain cortex, which is the outermost layer that processes information from the physical world. The difference was significant from participants who spent less screen time. They said, don't draw conclusions yet. They said they don't know if it's being caused by the screen time. We don't know if it's a bad thing. But early indication is, if you're looking at this and predicting, that those who spend 7 hours in front of a screen, which seems like a lot, but is pretty easy to do throughout the day, especially with cell phones and computers and tablets and televisions, the early results show that this is not a great thing for people and how they process emotions and the physical world.
Good God.
Wow. Jeez.
That's pretty damning. That's pretty damning. Listen up, folks. Come on. Let's not get silly.
It seems that
this is 10, just, that's 10 and 11
And that's on the extreme.
Too.
That's 9 and 10-year-olds. And they're saying right now that what they're pulling from this is that kids who spend more than 2 hours of screen time daily score lower on thinking and language tests, according to the data released from this survey. So a big report. This is just the preliminary stuff. A big report's going to come in early 2019, so there'll be more on this.
Yeah. All right, some people in the news, those of you who have been following, there's a lot of scuttlebutt over the weekend, those of you, this is sort of like Paul Harvey used to call it, Shop Talk. The personalities on the air, people love to know how much money people are making, so the list came out of the highest paid radio hosts. And sadly, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug are not on the list.
We're bubbling in Forbes this year.
Yeah, right. Howard Stern, $90 million. He's on the top of the list this past year.
He also is on the air 3 days a week.
Yeah, right. 3 hours a day, 3 days a week. Rush Limbaugh, $84.5 million. Instead of his contract was renewed and he got paid less, but he was incentivized, and a lot of the subscription sites and these other things, off-air ventures, are responsible for more money. Ryan Seacrest is three on the list, $74 million with various ventures. Whether the television is in that number or not, I'm not sure. But $74 million is nothing to sneeze at. Now, let's see here. Are there other?
He works so
with everything.
Yeah, he does.
I give him a lot of credit. He is nonstop. He does so much. He's like Steve Harvey. I'm surprised Steve Harvey isn't on the list.
I am too, as a matter of fact, because he's...
Well, his radio show isn't doing as well, but he was on the list of the highest paid television hosts, and so was Seacrest. Okay. So they both made it to that list, too.
Well, interesting, in some cities he does very well. He's number one in New York in the morning.
Steve Harvey?
Harvey is. Yes, he is.
Wow, good for him.
Check it out. Yep. And then there's Delilah, and there's Elvis Duran, and there's Jim Rome and Dan Patrick, and others who are in the $10, $12, $14 million range. Nothing to sneeze at, but it's always an interesting number and always an interesting little bit of gab to pass along, because so many people listen that are listening to this program have some of those folks on their station later in the day. Here's another name in the news, Steven Spielberg, who warns against hate with the re-release this weekend of Schindler's List. I actually saw this listed when I was looking around at movies, and I if the timing had been right, I probably would have gone back to see it. I saw it when it first came out. Very provocative. But the important part about this, even though it's 25 years since it came out, Liam Neeson plays Schindler, and there are some other really major actors in this black-and-white film, the true story about Schindler and how he saved a number of Jews during World War II in Nazi Germany. Spielberg said that there is now back to a forced kind of a collective hate getting industrialized once again, and we need to take it more seriously. I think he's kind of right, actually, in this. There's a lot of this stuff going on.
Globally.
Not only in our country, but it's all around the world. Yeah.
Yep.
It really is.
And there's an anti-Semitism global sort of sentiment as well. It's very dangerous. It really is.
Well, it's you wonder, I don't even know that I use that word. I guess it may be in a point. But why? What is there? That's part of the... I was talking about the movie that I saw, The Green Book, with Viggo Mortensen and Maharishi Ali, or whatever his name is. Kara's got a
Mahershala.
Mahershala. Very good movie. Worth seeing. But it tells, sort of in a more subtle way, the same kind of things. The business about Jews or black people. There is so much now that we have to want to be together on. Why do we want to separate? What's in it for you to not like somebody else? You can ignore them. That's okay. But why do you go out of your way to make things difficult for somebody just because they're different from you? I never have understood that. Don't get it. What's the problem? What's the relevance of your dislike for this person? You started to say something. Somebody started to say something.
I agree with you. I don't know what the impetus behind this movement is, but it's definitely, we have friends who are from Poland who have lived in America for a really long time, and they're actually on their way to visit their relatives in Poland, and they both actually just told my parents over the weekend that in Poland there is such a rise of anti-Semitism that it's palpable.
Eastern Europe.
Yeah, and
well,
they're nervous.
Caused by Putin and his ilk. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of that there. So anyway, it's something to think about, be aware of, talk about to a point. 15 past the hour, you're listening to the DJV program. May I suggest to you, if you are in need of some health advice, we have a new DJV health news site attached to all of the various entities that I do on the air and podcast, djvhealthnews.com, djvhealthnews.com. And in light of that, and in league with it, from time to time, we have the opportunity for you to call in to our open line, 888-302-3684. I'll invite you to do that now if you'd like to get an answer to a question from a noted practitioner is a good way of putting Dr. Joel Wallach, who has made himself available here, along with the other folks who are advice givers on the Good Day Health show. For your questions, answers will come straightforward. So if you have a question you want to get an answer to, now's the time for you to call. We'll put you on the air later in the broadcast, 888-302-3684. But whatever medical question you may have, he's got a good question, a good answer, questions, whatever. Broad as you want, narrow as you want. But now's the time to dial it up. 888-302-3684. If you want to get an answer, we'll have it for you. We'll record your question, and it'll be aired later on. 888-302-DOUG for your medical question. At 16 after the hour, we continue in a moment.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpesin L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpesin L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpesin L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Hurry into the Dodge Big Finish event. That's the new holiday greeting in Santa's workshop, and now he's even upgrading his ride. Like Charger, America's only four-door muscle car. Challenger, the most affordable V8 in its class. And Durango, the most technologically advanced, fuel-efficient, and powerful V8 in its class. Santa wants his sleigh to really fly.
Ho, ho, go!
Hurry in for great deals at the Dodge Big Finish event. Based on 2019 Ward's Midsize Sport Utility Vehicle segment, available V8 based on Ward's Middle Specialty segment. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You may be able to blame the salted caramel donut you just inhaled on how much sleep you got last night. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Sleep deprivation affects over 60 million Americans, and the cost in terms of our health is staggering. Chronic insomniacs may be twice as likely to have congestive heart failure and 5 times as likely to experience psychological disorders such as anxiety and depression. What you may not realize is that sleepless nights can translate into hungrier days. One study found sleep-deprived people consuming over 500 more calories a day. Late-night snacking also increased with less sleep. Making matters worse, we crave unhealthy, high-fat, high-carb foods when exhausted, leading to poorer nutrition. It's crucial to make the link between sleepless nights and food-filled days. Only then can you address the problem and put down the donuts.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see if we can get a couple more people in the news in here. Winifred DeFore served with the Tuskegee Airmen during World War II, passed away at the age of 100 over the weekend. Officers responded to a call to a residence in Harlem. I don't know if he's dead then, but they brought him. No signs of trauma. The guy's 100 years old. What do they expect? The story here is the Tuskegee Airmen and what they were all about, the black military aviators, the lack of acknowledgement they got. Remember the movie that came out, 4 or 5 years ago about them and their... It was a great movie. It really was. The story of how they helped. And this is, again, back to that prejudice conversation we were having a few minutes ago, why there are prejudices. And even when these guys were doing stuff that nobody else was doing, and they were brought onto Air Force bases, and they couldn't use the same Johns as the white flyers, you know, that kind of stuff. They had
Weren't
quite
they
a place.
They also subjected to horrible medical testing and all kinds of stuff, too.
I think some of
them
were.
A lot of dark stuff in there as well.
Right, So this guy, anyway, was an aircraft technician during World War II. He worked for the Postal Service for a number of years after he got out of the service. So a hat off, certainly, to Winifred DeFore, 100-year-old Tuskegee Airman passing away. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Hear that?
That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This evening has been hoping that you stop
so very
in.
Nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my mother will start to
beautiful
worry.
It's 24 at the hour here. Pacing Christmas music and every hour of the DJV program now through Christmas. And this song itself has been cause for a lot of conversation. Baby, it's cold outside. The conversation I know you ladies talked about while I was gone, there seems to be some sort of a controversy, but I don't know what it is. There was a, after this controversy started, there was a poll on a bunch of radio stations as to whether this song, say it could have been sexist, homophobic, misogyny. What is it? Well, I don't get.
It's a date rape song. Is what people are upset about. The guy says, she says, "What's in this drink?" And so people are saying that this is about somebody who's like capturing a woman, not letting them leave, and putting stuff in their drink.
This
and
song
then he
was
tells
done
her,
in the 1940s.
Pride. It's like it's a date rape, you know, kind of. Song.
Is it? Is it really?
Well,
you
yeah.
Buy into that, or?
Well, I mean, that's what it's been called, but. You know, it was written in 1944. I heard this on the radio last night, and I was kind of like, I think it's an overkill to be canceling
it. And also, this isn't a new issue. People have been having this conversation for years and years. For me, it's not so much that it's like date rape. I don't pay attention as much to the lyric about what's in this drink. I watched the original video for it, and it's like, she's trying to put her coat on over and over again. She's putting her hat on. She keeps trying to leave. He keeps grabbing her around the waist. I think what's more uncomfortable for me is that so many women have had that experience in a bar or like somewhere else at a Christmas party, wherever, where they're trying to leave and there's a dude who's like, no, don't go, and keeps like bothering them. That's my issue.
I didn't know there was a video for it.
I don't know. I'm kind of like, okay, just leave me alone. But I don't think this is going to inspire any guys to go out and like try and date rape.
I think people that don't like this are just fun killers.
I guess that's me.
Fun killers.
It's just a cool song.
That's pretty dramatic.
Fine. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's our Christmas conversation.
Well, what's
about
your
music.
Take on it, though, Doug? What do you think about it?
You can find fault with anything. You can look at somebody. You can listen to somebody. You can do something. There's something. Everybody, Rich McFadden says it best. Everybody's got a chip on his or her shoulder for some reason.
We want to know your personal opinion about the song.
This song's been around since I was a kid. I don't think it's much of a Christmas song. I don't like the songs that talk about the weather. I want to talk about Christmas. And so this song has always been meaningless to me. And I wouldn't even have thought about it, frankly, without all of the hoopla that was created by somebody. I don't know who. Maybe the person that published the music X number of years ago, make a few more bucks with people talking about it. But I don't...
I just think it's a bad song, so I've never really paid much attention to
it. It is not a good song. I agree with you on that one.
Oh, I like it.
Much ado about nothing. All right, here we go. Next up is George Strait in the musical focus. He took to the stage in Vegas over the weekend for the 19th show of his Straight to Vegas residency. But for the first time in almost three decades, something was different. We had some tragedy that happened to us in Labor Day weekend, he said a few minutes into the show. We lost our drummer of 30 years, Mike Kennedy. God bless him. We didn't know how we were going to handle this. The drummer of Straits, Ace in the Hole backyard band, 30 years. He died in August following a car crash. Straits said Kennedy wouldn't want anything to change. I know Mike would want us to keep going, so we are, he told the crowd at the T-Mobile Arena. The next couple of hours, Strait performed a mixture of his old hits from his debut single, Unwound, to rodeo anthems like I Can Still Make Cheyenne, as well as some new songs that were celebrated. I think he's good. He's, frankly, a great old country star. And it's interesting he acknowledged this fellow the way that he did. So here it is, the latest on George Strait at 28 after the hour.
Hi, Grandma. Can Nina come over for dinner?
Sure. I've been meaning to ask you, what would happen if someone offered you a drink?
Grandma!
If anyone ever does, I want you to say, no, I have too much respect for my family and I don't want to get in trouble.
I promise, Grandma.
They really do hear you. For tips on what to say, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. That's underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. This message brought to you by SAMHSA and this station.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Smart Wi-Fi thermostats let you easily adjust heating and cooling settings from your smartphone, and many can automatically optimize settings based on when you're home and when you're not. This could help cut down on up to a quarter of your annual heating and cooling bills. The just-launched EcoB4, for example, also works with room sensors to help manage hot and cold spots in your home, detecting if someone is there and delivering the optimal temperature to each space. You get one occupancy sensor in the box along with the thermostat, but it supports up to 32 sensors. The coolest feature is built-in Alexa support via its internal speaker and microphone, so you can ask to read the news, help plan your commute, set a timer, get recipe instructions, and of course, adjust the temperature. Go to ecobee.com. That's ecobee.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but as I sat there, I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. The search for a new chief of staff. President Trump reportedly looking at his options to replace John Kelly, who is leaving at the end of the year. North Carolina Congressman Republican Mark Meadows asked by reporters on Capitol Hill if he's been asked to fill the slot. Meadows issuing a written statement saying, serving as chief of staff would be an incredible honor. The president has a long list of qualified candidates, and I know he'll make the best selection for his administration and and for the country.
A man was killed when a tree fell on his truck. A woman living at home on hospice care passed away.
An extremely deadly and dangerous situation in North Carolina. Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says at least three people killed in a massive snowstorm in his state.
A year's worth of snowfall or more fell in some places in little more than a day.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Piecing together some more conversation and information, some health info in a few minutes. And again, the opportunity for you, if you want to call with a medical question, 888-302-3684. I help you out with the new DJV Health News website, new DJVHealthNews.com, and answer some questions that you may have about something specific in your health portfolio. Help yourself to 888-302-DOUG. Meanwhile, Victoria is waiting in the wings. This the DJV program, obviously, with Doug and Jen and Victoria. Victoria in the wings with the trending story this half hour.
This is a bit of health news that's probably going to gross everybody out. So a new study out of the University of Connecticut has found that the dirtiest thing in a public bathroom is not the toilet seat. Any guesses?
The dirtiest
The handle. Either the handle or the sink. It's like the faucet turner oner thing. What is that called? Handle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The faucet. Okay. Okay. So no,
or the door handle. Either one.
Even there's something that's even dirtier than the door handle and the flusher and the toilet seat.
I was going to say the toilet paper dispenser.
Nope. Even worse than that. And this is going to really blow your mind.
It's something that we don't expect to be dirty. What is it?
The hand dryer. It's the blow dryer. And the reason it's the dirtiest thing in the bathroom is because in this study it found that it literally blows poop all around the room. So every single person is is coated in fecal bacteria. There's no way around it. If you are in a public bathroom and you use the hand blower, whether you have to touch it or if it's automatically activated, you are getting between 18 and 60 different colonies of fecal bacteria.
Yum.
So gross. So the only thing that's worse is that hand towel thing that you pull down that like just spins around in a circle.
Yeah,
you know,
well that
what
is
I'm talking
gross
about
too.
Like they have
I know
like
what
car
you mean.
Washes.
Mm-hmm. Luckily, I don't use too many car wash bathrooms, but but we know what Jen does on weekends. But so nice. here's the thing. So how to stay clean in the public bathroom? Number one, this makes sense. Always choose a higher end establishment if possible. Hotels, bookstores, cafes, restaurants, things
car
like
washes
that. Car washes. Yeah.
How about the Waffle House?
Ooh, I don't know about the Waffle House. Yeah. Well, here's another thing. Don't touch the door. A lot of people know this already. So 95% of people don't wash their hands, which is gross. So if you touch the door on your way in or out, then you're getting all of that fecal bacteria as it is. Never touch the flusher with your hands. I always use my foot. And if you are going to wash up, if you are going to wash your hands and dry them, avoid those hand dryers and just use regular paper towels. And or just use a sweater or whatever you're wearing.
See,
because it is literally so much healthier for you than those blowers.
For a long time, I thought that using the dryer was healthier because you
everyone
weren't touching
that
anything.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now what you've said makes nothing but sense.
Yep,
actually,
it's gross.
The stuff is in the I was thinking of going into the movie theater, John, last night, and I washed my hands after I did my business, and it was, you know, you stick it in the dryer and...
And you know what's even worse? You know the Dyson brand? You know, they make vacuums and all this stuff. Well, a lot of bathrooms in New York City or a lot of restaurants and stuff, places now have the Dyson ones where you stick your hands down into the slot. But that's even more powerful. That blows even more fecal bacteria around the bathroom.
And it blows it right on your face.
Oh, it's gross. Yes, it does.
That's what you think about it, because that's what I used last night in the bathroom in the theater.
Those things are so powerful. It's.
You know, the other way of looking at it, though, Victoria, is it's good for your immune system. You get that stuff in your face and your system. It'll help make you stronger, make you better. Woohoo!
And also the sinks, they swabbed them for bacteria. Tons of bacteria. If there's no auto water or soap dispensers, then use a piece of paper towel to turn the faucets on and off. And don't touch any part of the sink or faucet with your bare hands, because that is loaded with bacteria.
Or touch them. And enhance your immune system.
Be like Doug.
Yeah, all right, exactly.
But you know what, though? You never are sick, so maybe there is something to all
there
of
you
your...
All right, I only get sick after I take hallucinatory drugs. That's when I get sick. Other than that, I'm a pretty healthy specimen. Here's the story of a 69-year-old woman from Seattle who passed away from what doctors say was a rare brain-eating amoeba. This is not going to make you happy. This lady underwent brain surgery at the medical center there, had used tap water to rinse her sinuses in a neti pot. Doctor told the Seattle Times that this amoeba was all over the place in her brain, eating up the cells. You know what these neti pots are? It's like a teapot.
I have one. Yeah.
I do, too. Flush out your nasal passage. I don't think I'll be using that again. Or is this just one of the, this is a rare thing, it's not the main, it's something that's an exception. The water can contain tiny organisms that are safe to drink, but survive in your nasal passages and go into your brain, so.
Well, I think that the important takeaway is don't throw your neti pot out because they do a lot of good, but you just have to make sure that you only use distilled water, or if you boil the water first and then let it cool down.
Make sure where the water is. Not the neti pot that's at fault here.
Right.
It's the water that you're sticking in your nose.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. You learn great lessons. When I went to Peru, one of the things I was told was don't touch any fruit, don't touch any vegetables, certainly don't drink the tap water. And I didn't, but one of my colleagues, one of the people that went down there with, did, and got sick. Your system's not used to it. People down there are used to it, but we're not used to it. Your systems get used to certain things. So it's just word to the wise, I guess, much as anything else. All right, in a moment, we're going to focus on those of you who have had Epstein-Barr shingles. I'm included in that list, and there are a lot of people who don't even know that they have this problem, which we're going to solve for you right after this.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles. For a limited time, Volkswagen will sell a GT Passat. This is a special edition and has a unique exterior design. The bumper is from the Passat R design. It has a black gloss grille and a cool GTI-style stripe around the front. Under the hood, a VR six-cylinder engine. Instead of six cylinders being in a 45-degree angle in a normal V engine, they are narrow, which is what the R stands for, allowing VW to put the engine in smaller spaces. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com.
It's not that often that a vehicle can truly awaken your senses, but the 2018 Alfa Romeo Giulia does just that. Crafted to provide a truly unique driving experience, desire knows no limits. Learn more by visiting alfaromeousa.com.
Jim Pee-wee Martin of G Company in the 101st Airborne Division speaks about what it was like during World War II defending people's freedoms he didn't know and in a place he couldn't even pronounce.
I saw a little sign said Bastogne. That's how ignorant we were. We didn't even know how to pronounce the name, didn't know what country it was.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844 49702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
At Mathnasium, we've transformed children's lives for 15 years. We build confidence, develop critical thinking, and boost math grades and scores. Whether your child needs to catch up or get ahead, our expert instructors and proven Mathnasium method provide the rock-solid math foundation they need for today and for their future. We're the authority in math education, trusted by more than 500,000 parents. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math. Schedule your no-obligation first visit to one of our 900 centers today at mathnasium.com.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour here on the DJV program. If you are one of the people in the United States who develop shingles or have developed them at some point, and as I said, I'm one of them, one in three Americans, in fact, have this risk. As a matter of fact, the older you get, it becomes greater, one in two as you get older. How many people understand what shingles really is? Have you ever had, any of the three of you had, any shingles, Epstein-Barr, that sort of thing?
Well, I have Epstein-Barr because I had mono when I was in high school.
Yes, mono.
I actually have it again.
It's all the same thing. Yeah,
yeah, but I don't, my dad had shingles, I think, when I was like a baby, but that's all I know. Mm. And apparently it was very painful.
Very painful. I had it over my eyebrow and it was miserable. Let's bring in Dr. Leonard Friedland, who is the Director of Scientific Affairs and Public Health at GSK. Let's find out what GSK is first, Dr. Friedland, if we can.
Hi, good morning, Doug.
GSK is GlaxoSmithKline. We're a vaccine and pharmaceutical company that develops vaccines and drugs to help people live longer, healthier lives. And that's why we're so excited about the vaccine we developed to prevent shingles.
Well, that's something that all of us who have, it prevents it, but it doesn't. Does it help guys like me who have had it? You heard me go through the trail, Epstein-Barr, mono, shingles, all the same thing, chicken pox, it's the same thing, right?
Well, let's go through what actually it is. So shingles is caused by the virus that causes chicken pox. The scientific name is the herpes zoster virus.
Herpes, that's what I was thinking about, right. Yep.
And 99% of all people in the United States over the age of 50 have evidence that they've been infected with the chickenpox virus. So 99% of people over the age of 50 are at risk for shingles. And as you mentioned, it's very common. 1 million new cases every year in the United States. The risk for people over 50 is 1 in 3 of getting a case of shingles. And if we're lucky enough to live to 85, it goes up to 1 in 2. And as you mentioned, this is a debilitating, miserable,
horrible. Yeah, it really is. So the side effects, not only the direct effect, but the side effects of what happens. I remember my forehead got red and itchy and was all swollen and I couldn't sleep. I had headaches. That's something that's fairly typical, is it not, of this?
Yes, that is typical. This very painful, itchy rash that can just stop people in their tracks.
Yeah.
It can stop people from going to work and doing all the things that they want to do. And once the rash goes away, which will be typically 2 to 4 weeks, a certain number of people will go on to develop a chronic painful condition, which we call post-herpetic neuralgia. This is a chronic pain that's extremely difficult to control and can last months, if not years. And if the rash occurs on the face near the eye, as you were mentioning on your eyebrow, there are risks of getting a very serious eye complications, which can even include blindness. So this is a disease that we really need to prevent. And that's why the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all people over the age of 50 be vaccinated to prevent shingles with the vaccine called Shingrix, which is the vaccine that our team at GSK developed.
So, but let's underscore, you have to take it before you have this, the Epstein-Barr or whatever, before that gets into your system, you got to have the shot, right?
So, because 99% of people over the age of 50 have had chickenpox in the past, what happens is when you get chickenpox, that virus, which is called the herpes zoster virus, goes, it never goes away. It goes to sleep in our nerves. And it usually stays quiet. But if it reactivates, and that can start to happen in particular over the age of 50, when it reactivates, it comes out of the nerve and can cause this painful, itchy rash typically on one side of the body. And so what the vaccine does is it helps keep that virus sleeping so it doesn't come out and cause disease.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there is hope for people, even if you've had these. Where do you get this? You go to the regular doctor? Can you go to the Minute Clinic? Where can you get this thing?
Yeah, no, great question. Because the Centers for Disease Control recommends that all people over the age of 50 be vaccinated with the Shingrix vaccine, we've seen unprecedented demand. And so we recognize that patients may have difficulty finding the vaccine. So what we recommend is, first of all, patients, call your doctor, call the pharmacy, be persistent. Get on a waiting list for the vaccine, and you can find out where the vaccine is available using a vaccine locator at Shingrix.com, a website, Shingrix.com, to find out where the vaccine is available. And more vaccines are coming every 2 weeks, more and more vaccines.
Got it. All right. Dr. Len Friedland, thank you. Shingrix, Shingrix.com. You get you more info. 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Money Pit theme playing in the background. How good is that? Tommy the K, Tom Kreitler, one of the great independent broadcasters in our country, who has, as I have done, created a business that, well, some say it's a business out of nothing.
Out of air.
Out of air. Out of that's right. Hello. Air is here, and that's it. Free air. With the knowledge and his skill, he's got a great radio program called The Money Pit, heard every weekend all around the country. You ought to be listening to it for tips and questions. We have people that listen to this program that send us in questions every week. For example, Tyler in Oregon has a large tree between his house and his garage. And fortunately for him, the house is not attached to the garage.
That's always a good thing, right?
So yeah. He wants to cut it down. Right. Or does he? What is he? Why is he worried? I guess would be he says safely removing the tree is his number one concern. Is that to assume that there's something wrong with the tree? It's dying and needs to be taken down before it falls down.
Well, certainly if you have a very large tree that close to buildings, there's always a risk, Doug, that you could have damage in the event of a storm. But
yep.
It's a very difficult tree to take down when it's that close. And so the answer is that you don't really take it down. You more disassemble it. And this is definitely not a do-it-yourself project. This is a project that has to be done by a pro, and the pros have the right gear. They'll come in, and they'll basically cut the tree apart from the top down, and they use a truck that has like a boom and a crane, and they hook that up to the branch they're cutting. Once it's separated from the tree, they lift it up. They can lift it over houses. They can lift it over power lines and then drop it down safely to the street where it could be cut up or ground up or whatever. But it's definitely not a DIY job.
No, you don't do that. I had a big, when I moved into this new house, what was it, 2.5 years or so ago, there was a beautiful big tree out in the backyard, but it was held together with cables. And I looked at that one minute, and I thought to myself, a good storm, and there's going to be, and I
chose
right over the studio. The house is going to have a big hole in it, so we cut it down. It cost $2,000 because I couldn't do it. That kind of stuff I can do on my own. But I wasn't going to dare take it down, so, you know, it was something.
Yeah, and you also don't have the gear to get rid of the stump. I mean, you can. There's a couple of ways to get rid of stumps.
But, I went out and got a stump grinder, but that's me.
That's you, man.
I'm
going to
do that.
You know, the average guy's not going to go rent a stump grinder. It's a pretty serious piece of equipment. But, I mean, you know, there are ways where you can use like a chemical product to get rid of the stump.
Oh, yes.
Drill holes.
Right.
Yeah, you drill holes into the stump. And then you put in, there's different types of stump removal chemicals that are available for this that are sold, but essentially you pour it into the holes and you sort of cover the top of this tree and you just kind of let it sit there. But it can take a really long time. I mean, it can take, I'm talking like a year by the time it completely rots out.
Right.
And then
it's
kind of down below, you know, the surface.
Yep.
So, but definitely a job for a pro.
Don't forget about the newsletter at moneypit.com, the newsletter every week that you can sign up for. Every week there are great ways for you to help yourself when it comes to your home. I was looking at this thing about making your home brighter. I love brightness in the house, windows and paint and all kinds of other things. But when you study all this stuff, where do you come up with all these ideas? How much is it all research that you do?
Well, you know, it's the kinds of questions that we get asked all the time on the radio show, and I think you're referring to a post about older homes where folks are, you know, concerned that the older homes can look dreary, and I think you said to break the mold. You know, usually, for example, older homes have a lot of window treatments, right? Because that was just the thing, right? You had layer upon layer of window treatments. Just getting rid of window treatments and putting in cellular shades, for example, instead of heavy curtains, which do a better job, for example, of insulating. And then updating the colors with paint. You know, looking for ways to bring more light in that way really can really spruce up, you know, the building. And you'd be surprised how many homes are out there that have beautiful hardwood floors protected by old carpet.
Okay.
Which makes a heck of a great drop cloth, you know?
Yeah.
So if you got it, you know, pull that carpet up. The tackless holes on the edge will hardly be noticeable, and you may find that the floors are in spectacular good shape.
Sign up for the newsletter at moneypit.com. Here's a question from Andrew in Buffalo. Had a 12-year-old house developed dark areas on the ceiling. That's because you got a leak there, pal. Right?
No, actually, he doesn't. No, that's dirt.
Really?
It's just dirt. Yeah, so what happens is, when in the winter especially, the warm air kind of goes up against that exterior wall, and it pulls the dirt from the air with it, the dust, and it sort of deposits it on the coldest parts of the trusses where there's not a lot of insulation. So you get this ghosting effect, this streaking. It's just a matter of cleaning it. That's all it is.
All right.
You get those streaks above radiators, too.
Look. Oh, yeah, you do. That's true. I got them in my house. All right, so there you go. Look at you learned from Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, from the Money Pit at MoneyPit.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55. But with treatment, it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases, reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.